IBCM Ethical OS. In the series, The Reverse Osmosis of Corporate Dark Value, 100-Year Blueprint for Indian Foundations. Number 4, Ethical Assets IP Valuation. Case Study Troika, Alphabet, OpenAI, Anthropic, Corporate Mum, Corporate Management Orbit Omission. Copyright, Corporate Mum, Corporate Management Orbit Omission.
Substance over assimilation. In an era where assimilation masquerades as governance, and automation is mistaken for wisdom, IBCM offers a different path. This is not a manifesto of a resistance. It is a manifesto of radiance, where governance is not simulated, but substantiated.
The series is number 4, in the reverse osmosis of corporate dark value, a 100-year blueprint for Indian Foundation. The number 4 talks about ethical assets IP valuation, the case study of Troika, AOA, Alphabet, OpenAI, and Anthropic. On the face of it, Alphabet is a victim. Not only in terms of OpenAI taking one of the $2.7 billion guy and Anthropic taking over talent switch that has come from Nobel laureate. But if you look deeply, this is what I would like to bring about here, because number 3 also talked about strategic integration. Fiscal assets and ethical assets. Both of them in Alphabet is $195 billion to $205 billion in 2026 is expected by Alphabet capitalism. Whereas Anthropic got about $65 billion as a funding, and at the same time, valuation went up to $975 billion or that sort of thing. This is important. OpenAI got the best of the lot, $2.7 billion guy, no one or somebody. Here I'd like to bring about what is lacking in terms of AI, looking into only one aspect, the quantitative elements of management. What would be otherwise? Well, that's the purpose of this particular series of information I am giving. Why ethical assets are not being measured? Ethical assets leave the company, it belongs to the individuals. Whereas fiscal assets stay with the company. And I have been mentioning about the dark value that is being created. It's quite likely. The $205 billion investment capitalism venture with a corresponding return on investment or discounted cash flow for the next, about say, 4 years or 5 years is going to bring about a major problem area in terms of expenditure. Just if you, for 5 years, 205 has to be, if you divide by five, you get about $41 billion in a annual basis. It has to be a depreciation as per return off. If it is being capitalism, which are being what it is. Whereas, what we see in Anthropic, $975 billion, the question arises, what is it due to? Is the $65 billion is the one which has been responsible for the 975? I mean, the funding that gave $975 billion valuation? Or is it the Nobel laureate joining the Anthropic, the one responsible for taking all the, giving the confidence to the investors to invest more? Anthropic has got the revenue model of $65 billion. They've also achieved that. Must give credit for them. But whether the Nobel laureate joining Anthropic is the one key to have the $975 billion. And that's the one which I'm questioning. Because in Alphabet, losing two big guys, Nobel laureate and as well as Sonoma, on whom $2.7 billion have been invested upon just 2 years back. He just walked out and is called the character.ai. That huge amount which had been spent by Alphabet stays with that company. Whereas the capability model created by Noam goes with him. It goes to OpenAI now. So the reason why I'm bringing it, a 100-year blueprint for the Indian foundations, which is my major area of concern, is in that previous one I have also suggested the CFO being given statutory powers to do what he wants to do without being, if he could be appointed by the board or a CEO, but to remove him, as I said about Peter Drucker's Catholic Church's governance model, one has to conduct an EGM. There is a strongly regional meeting. Why he said it is that? For more than 2,000 years, our accounting system is based on the Kaurishal's accounting. There's no change. If you are going to project for the next 100 years the same thing, then there is no question of any revival. This is exactly as happened with regard to the IAS 38, which is being used for the purpose of Alphabet, investing 205. In the case of Anthropic, is about $975 billion of intangible asset. This IAS 38 is the cause of great concern. The reason why $975 billion just before or during the IPO time for Anthropic is a thing which is possibly an exit policy of the investors, where the investors $65 billion and would quietly get out after the IPO, successful IPO. This is not, the valuation is not based on a meaningful approach. And that is where this ethical assets valuation, particularly number one, Alphabet has to do that, because they are supposed to be the victim. They lost the both the guys and as well as tend to invest in the capital expenditure. Now, my question is, which I had discussed with Grok XAI, one of the Socratic exchanges which I had with them, more than 1,600. In that, I raised the issue of attrition. The attrition of, say, in this case, is Alphabet, has gone in favor of Anthropic and OpenAI. What I raised at that point of time, when ethical asset moves from one company to the other, of course, we take for granted that good guy ethical asset valuation of in 0 to 5 is 5 optimum result by that particular individual. That is how ethical OS does, EPP for per person. When that person goes, then the valuation of, say, Anthropic, and the valuation of Anthropic is vice versa. In one case, it goes down. In another case, it goes up. But what I put to Grok and XAI is the other way around. Assuming it goes, the attrition, which both the guys, valuation goes up. How will it go up? When a rated guy of 3 goes out of, say, Alphabet, when that three, number three goes out as a talent exchange or talent switch, the valuation of other people within the company who might have achieved four actually goes up. At the same time, when the number three rated guy joins Anthropic, when other average guys is two, and this guy goes with three, the average valuation goes up. So the valuation, average valuation of both the companies goes up at the same time. Okay? I hope I'm clear about it. So the likelihood of valuation going up at the same time is feasible. But the underlying factor is that AOA, Alphabet, OpenAI, Anthropic, I am not included about XAI because it's not in the part of the attrition factor we are discussing. These three companies have not done the ethical assets valuation. Whether now business-wise, the Nobel laureate could bring about a change is one thing. Whether a person like Noam, on whom it is quite an ironical acquiring the character A.AI, and there's no character. This is an important information that Alphabet has to look into. What are the, if these people leave, what is your average capability model on their intellectual value capital? And as well as the performance value capital. Yeah, Nobel laureate brings adds to the intellectual value capital. Whereas performers who make it happen is or the performance value capital. There are several. If you have 500,000 workforce, maybe about 1%, 2% is intellectual value on whom totally you depend on. So the IP valuation of intellectual value capital have to be created by Alphabet, based on which the performance value capital is being arrived at, based on which your capital expenditure is being spent, based on which your revenue model comes into the forefront. And this is what it has to be done. But none of the three have done their valuation based on the ethical assets of the people. Their valuation has to be done. Without that, we will be doing what the, I mean, speculative way of $975 billion with the background information of how it could be disposed of after investing $65 billion by the investor. This is happening for long. That's what I'm stressing. When we are looking at the 100-year blueprint for Indian foundations, we are not going to have the same Kaurishal's accounting. The accounting system is being taken into account as very, I mean, does not bother about the dock value reduction. Whereas going beyond, going for accountability value system, ecosystem, and then the AVR, accelerated value return. That is a capability model. And that's the one which is going to bring about a change of from when somebody invests the $65 billion, the assurance to be given to the investor who retains their investment rather than waiting for an IPO to for an exit policy is going back to 2000 years. In fact, I was referring to Michael Crichton's own of the timeline or something. There's a very great guy called Donegal. He said, I'm not worried about the future, but I'm worried about the future of the future. And what he says is that is being applied in here, which I will show you in the next couple of slides. IAS 38, before IAS 38, everything was good. IAS 9, capitalization of R&D and all that. After IAS 38, it mauled the whole 2008 and even now is happening. The dot value addition in 2007, 2008 continues to be there because of IAS 38. If you remove the IAS 38, reintroduce IAS 9, plus the ethical ways being introduced, the valuation of people who are the the capitalism which is on inert objects. To make it worthwhile is the intellectual value capital of individuals. Then the future of the future is going to be very good. That is 100 years. Any area, if you look at the Ashoka, after Ashoka, there is no civilizational era at all. You've got to have at least 100 years of a civilization to be talked about as something very remarkable. We didn't have anything. It's about 2,300 years we have already. So next 100 years has to be on the civilization era, for which there is going to be strict industry 5.0 based on ethical OAS and ethical assets valuation. Please take a look. Let Alphabet look into it deeply. Otherwise, they are the one who are in trouble. Thank you.
Ignoring the unmeasurable creates a $55 trillion dark value blind spot. The definition, dark value reduction is DVR, addresses value lost to organizational friction, noise, and valueless bureaucratic artifacts.
Yes, he cites a highly influential 2010 study by economists Carol Corrado and Charles Holton. They looked at the United States economy and estimated that in the year 2007 alone, by omitting investments in intangible assets, roughly $4.1 trillion was excluded from published national accounts data.
Wait, $4.1 trillion is invisible to the ledgers.
Completely unrecorded.
In a single year, almost two decades ago. That's insane.
Yes. And using that baseline, the author projects that this dark value, this vast ocean of unmeasured, unrecorded economic reality will reach $30 trillion by 2025.
Which is right around the corner.
And a staggering $35 trillion globally by 2026.
So if you're listening to this, you're probably wondering, how do you just lose track of $35 trillion?
It's hard to wrap your head around.
We are talking about wealth hiding in plain sight that rivals the GDP of the United States. Who is responsible for this? Like, if accountants are so obsessed with balancing the books to the penny, how do they miss $35 trillion?
The author points a very specific accusatory finger at the accounting profession and a single globally adopted regulatory standard.
Oh, okay. The plot Dickens.
If you want to know why the financial world completely ignores human capital, he says you have to look at the 1998 accounting standard known as IAS 38.
IAS 38, the smoking gun of his whole thesis. What exactly happened in 1998?
Think about the era for a second. 1998 is the dawn of the true digital knowledge economy, right?
Sure, the dot-com boom is accelerating. Everyone is getting online.
Exactly. Companies are suddenly generating massive value, not from factories and physical inventory, but from code, from brand trust, from massive networks of users.
Right, the things you can't touch.
And the accounting profession basically panicked. They needed a strict rule for how to value these intangibles. So the International Accounting Standards Board released IAS 38.
Okay.
And in that standard, they literally defined an intangible asset as, quote, an identifiable non-monetary asset without physical substance.
Without physical substance. So
yeah.
Basically, because accountants in 1998 couldn't put something like corporate culture or employee enthusiasm or ethical integrity on a physical scale and weigh it, They decided to define it entirely by what it lacked.
That is exactly what happened. They defined the most vital drivers of modern value as a negative. It is without physical substance.
That feels so incredibly short-sighted.
The author even notes that the standard was initially released without properly defining the word intangible itself, which obviously led to massive confusion.
I can imagine.
Because of this flawed, physics-obsessed definition, he argues the auditing profession has completely lost its grace.
Oh, right. He uses grace as an acronym, right?
He does. It stands for governance, responsibility, authority, credibility, and enablement.
Governance, responsibility, authority, credibility, and enablement.
Yeah. He claims the profession has lost its grace over the balance sheet because it fundamentally cannot account for the actual drivers of value in an Industry 5.0 world.
You know what it sounds like to me?
What?
It sounds like ignoring the wind because you can't paint it.
That's a really good way of putting it.
Like if you were standing in a hurricane, you don't say, well, I can't touch the wind. It has no physical substance, so it must not have any force or value.
Right. Well, it's literally tearing the roof off your house.
Exactly. If we are dealing with AI, digital ecosystems, and these massive service sectors, defining an asset purely by its lack of physical form just feels dangerously archaic.
It is archaic. I mean, Think about the most valuable companies on Earth right now. Their value doesn't lie primarily in their real estate.
No, definitely not.
It lies in their intellectual property, their algorithms, their brand trust, and most importantly, the collective problem-solving capability of their human workforce.
Yeah.
If your accounting system explicitly excludes all of these elements, your balance sheet is basically a fiction.
So if IS-38 is the disease, this forced legal blindness to human capital, what is the cure?
Well, you had to build one.
Because if IS-38 prevents accountants from looking at intangibles, then this author couldn't just invent a new accounting rule. He had to invent an entirely new physics of value, basically.
Yeah.
Is that what his proprietary solution, IBCM, actually is?
The IBCM framework